almost the day the epiphany was disclosed, of which our thoughts and hopes are signal flares. A lonely splendor from the invisible goal almost was flung on the opaque inane. Once more, a tread perturbed the vacant vast infinity's center, a force of rapturous calm parted the eternal lids that open heaven. A form from far beatitudes seemed near. Ambassadress twixt eternity and change, the omniscient goddess leaned across the breasts that wrap the fated journeying of the stars and saw the spaces ready for her feet. It is the coming down of the mother. A lonely splendor from the invisible goal almost was flung on the opaque name. It is Savitri coming down. There is nothing to say. Nothing comes. It's all complete as it is. There is nothing to explain and nothing to add. Once she half looked behind for her veiled son. Then, thoughtful, went to her immortal world. Earth felt the imperishable passage close. The waking ear of nature heard her steps. And wideness turned to her its limitless eye and scattered on sealed depths her luminous smile kindled to fire the silence of the world. All grew a consecration and a rite. Air was vibrantly between earth and heaven. The wide-winged hymn of a great priestly wind arose and failed upon the altar hills. The high boughs prayed in a holy sky. This to express how nature was conscious of her descent, because this descent was changing the attitude and the nature of things. I heard like that and saw at the same time. She came down to kindle the fire of aspiration. And I saw that the flame coming up, I guess. And she was there and gathering all the aspiration from everything and kindling up the fire. It was like a big white dress that was like that, and with arms, and she was gathering, and like that, and it was like a fire that was going straight up, like a straight flame. See, one thing after another. It's a pity that I can't pass you the images. Oh, coming. From that, it means that nature was conscious of her arrival, and that all what is considered as inanimate nature, that is all the wind, the water, and the trees, and the flowers, everything received her joyously. It's only man who didn't know. The description is so perfect that there is nothing to say. But I will read.